Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I still say, because of who the New York Giants are, what their current state of affairs are, who their players are, especially their young players, a solid offensive line, that, you know, and the historic nature of who the team is, that to me, this seems to be like more of a leverage game than anything else. I still say the New York Giants and John Harbaugh are the number one pairing. And after that, it would be Kevin Stefanski. And I'm sure they had a great meeting with Kevin Stefanski. He's a great guy. He's a great coach. And he's somebody that, like, if you told me that John Harbaugh wanted to go to the Raiders, which I doubt that would be the case because he's not going to want to see his brother twice a year. And his brother came out yesterday and obviously lauding the fact that John is one of the best head coaches he's ever seen, even better than himself, that he'd love to have him go to the NFC.
Yeah.
And maybe there is some truth to what you're talking about and what other people are speculating about. But to me, man, this is a marriage made in heaven if they can consummate it. If they can't, then I would say the Kevin Stefanski part of it is a 95% made marriage in heaven.
All right.
To me, at least those two guys. And again, I told you yesterday, and I'm going to say it again, that New York, and if Joe Shane is the one that's deciding this, it really gives me great pause, because I'm just saying the Giants are at an inflection point right now for season ticket holders, for sponsorships. You saw half-empty stadiums. You saw stadiums filled with other teams' fans.
Yeah.
And this is why, not only is it because of what he has accomplished as a coach, the kind of guy he is as a person. Both of these guys, by the way, are terrific guys. Both John Harbaugh and Kevin Stefanski are terrific guys, and you can't go wrong with either one of them. Now, because John Harbaugh is available, that whole, the PR aspect of it gets ramped up because he's a Hall of Fame coach in waiting. So I would like either one of them. I could deal with either one of them. I would be very happy for either one of them. I don't want to discount Mike McCarthy and everything that he's done as a coach.
He might end up as a Giants coach if they're waiting out on Harbaugh and Stefanski likes one of these other jobs and they offer it to him because that other team doesn't think they have a shot at Harbaugh. They may end up with Mike McCarthy because Harbaugh goes somewhere else.
Right, exactly. And I would think, like, when you look at the jobs that are open right now, the Falcons are very interesting because you never know what Arthur Blank could say to one of these coaches. They may give them total control of the whole thing. Because that's what their at least John Harbaugh's resume says to an owner that would be desperate to hire somebody just like the Giants should be desperate to hire somebody with this resume.
I'm gonna say something to you that, by the way, are you chewing gum?
Yeah, I'm going to take it out.
That's a weird one for the air.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry about that.
No apologies. All right, I'm going to throw something out here at you, and I think at first blush, you're going to think I'm crazy. But when you really think about it, it's not that crazy.
First blush,
you're going to think I'm crazy.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
John Harbaugh, the next coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I know. I heard that too.
And here's why. You think, how in the hell, after winning a Super Bowl, the next year they come back, they make it to the playoffs, how could they fire their coach? Okay, well, let's look back at the history of Howie Roseman
and where John Harbaugh came from.
Well, yeah, but forget about where John Harbaugh came from, because there's also this whole Cleveland love affair. I don't think he's going to the Browns. This is more about the Philadelphia Eagles and then also having that job immediately become the best job. Like, sorry, Giants, sorry, everybody else. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles and Howie Roseman, that's the premier spot. They couldn't wait to get Doug Peterson out of there after they won that Super Bowl. And they put Nick Sirianni on the hot seat the year after they made it to the Super Bowl. After they had a down season, they said, we're firing your coordinators. You can't hire them. We're going to hire them. They did hire them. They win the Super Bowl. If they end up losing on wild card weekend, it would not be a surprise to me at all if Howie Roseman said, this guy, as head coach, has made this team underachieve. And if you think about all the problems and the weirdness that they have had this year, it's not out of the question. But they obviously would have to lose this weekend.
Yeah, I heard all that, and I heard those connections and everything. I mean, John Harbaugh then would be stepping into a place that would have immediate expectations to go back to the Super Bowl. I mean, immediate.
If you're John Harbaugh, don't you love that?
What I would love is a young quarterback, a high draft pick, a group of really good, solid young players, and a GM that's willing to listen to me tell him what I think I need and what I want, especially in free agency and in the draft. You know, I don't know. I'm sure he's got a great relationship with the Philadelphia Eagles because that's where he came from. You know, he was Andy Reid's special teams coach. And I know all of that. And Howie Roseman is the wild card in everything. And he is the preeminent GM in football. We all know that. And he's hit on a number of things. A number of things have happened for him, by the way, that, you know, were strokes of luck or just coincidence that have helped him build this franchise.
This might be another stroke of luck for him, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah, I know.
If they underachieve in the playoffs and he's like, well, wait a second, I would not have fired Nick Sirianni for Kevin Stefanski or Mike McCarthy or Jesse Minter or whomever else, one of the Kubiak kids. I'm not firing him for that. But John Harbaugh is available?
I was thinking John Harbaugh. Oh, well, thank you, Allie. It's very nice.
Very nice, Allie, yes. A little very coffee.
Nice. Yes, very nice.
For the big fella.
I need some coffee.
El Grande needs some.
Norwegiano.
Norwegiano Grande.
Yeah, whatever else.
You were thinking what? John Harbaugh?
Yeah, I just think that I look at this giant helmet here, and I'm like, this is the time. This is the moment. I am not backing off of this. It's got to be one of the two, and I would say it's going to be John Harbaugh.
Oh, listen, don't get me wrong.
I am not backing off of this.
Who's backing off of it? I think from the Giants' perspective, 100% it's John Harbaugh. That's the guy that you want. I'm just painting scenarios in which you could miss out on him because we have sat here and talked so much about how this job is the greatest job. Well, there's a chance that after Wild Card Weekend, it's not the best available job any longer.
Well, I still think it's a great job. I really do. And then, you know, I'm thinking that the teams that, you know, potentially he could be waiting for, whether it be the Eagles. I mean, you want to step into that mess?
Yes.
I mean, you're going to have to figure out what to do with Jalen Hurts. You're going to have to figure out what to do with A.J. Brown. You think you're stepping into something that, you know, you can just turn a switch on and turn it around.
He's not thinking that. John Harbaugh is not thinking I'm going to jump in here and turn on a switch and turn around.
I don't know.
He loves the challenge. He had the best GM in the game. He's a Northeast guy, goes back to an organization that he loves, a team that's got a great roster, and he's going to say, I'm a winner and I want this challenge. Harbaughs aren't running from tough situations.
But Harbaughs, when I think of Mannings, Harbaughs, Shanahans, Kubiaks, you know, McKay, McVay, I mean, these guys are all football lifers. And the Giants are the preeminent team, even though over the last 10 years they haven't been. They are still like the Browns. They are still like the basis of the NFL. The foundation of the NFL is sitting right there in front of you. And you have an opportunity now with a young quarterback and to build this thing up from just think about where they have been the last 10 years. And if he comes in here, which I believe he will, and he turns this thing on a dime, kind of like Vrabel did, kind of like Ben Johnson did. Look at how those coaches are beloved in their respective cities right now.
Oh, I think it's great, and I don't want you to misconstrue anything I'm saying. I want John Harbaugh to be the Giants head coach. I'm just a little bit concerned that the way this is going, that there could be some roadblocks here that we didn't expect right away. That's really all I'm saying. I wouldn't be disappointed if they hired Kevin Stefanski. I'd be a little bit disappointed they didn't get John Harbaugh, but I'd still think that was a really good hire for them. I just don't want them to miss out on either one of those two guys. And, you know, we talk about the Giants and the franchise that they are and all these things that you're saying that are right, but I mean, look at the head coaches that they have brought in here in recent memory after Tom Coughlin. I mean, it's just been, I mean, we're talking about Pat Shurmur and Joe Judge and Ben McAdoo, who I guess history has treated him kindly, you know, and Brian Daboll getting fired in the middle of the season. So it's not as if other coaches had these great resumes, wanted to come here and resuscitate the New York Giants over the last number of years. It's not like this job has been looked at in the community like I got to find a way to get back and make the Giants great again. So I know how we look at it. I hope John Harbaugh looks at it that way. But if one of these franchises, which I think would be stupid, by the way, I think it'd be stupid to fire Nick Sirianni. I think it'd be stupid to fire Sean McDermott. I think it'd be stupid to hire Matt LaFleur, but it happens.
Well, the thing about the Sean McDermott thing could be like what happened to John down in Baltimore.
Yeah, but he wasn't there nearly as long, though. Right?
I know that, but it may be a point where they just feel like they just need another voice or something. Who knows? I mean, again, I'm just going to try to be as practical, realistic, and just think of this through like the way that this would look when it comes to a press conference
yeah
for the New York Giants.
Oh, of course. Yeah, well.
And what it would mean to that franchise.